dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back, put an end to the gangs and the drugs in the streets, and the fact that the bad guys most always go free, that is wrong. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and take all our money and send it abroad.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. We'll be with you live for the next 2 hours. It is the 15th day of April, 2005. And, folks, what day is it? Well, you already know the answer to that, but I've given it not one shred of thought. That's my entire comment on tax day, folks, April 15th, 2005. Today's program, I've got some fine folks up, and we're going to talk about the Codex Alimentarius, and I'm going to have Dr. Ted Norris, MD, PhD, here locally, and an organizer, Diana Novak, and we'll have both of them on. There are bills that have already passed Congress, ladies and gentlemen, and these are going to the federal Senate, and they're getting ready to plug this in. And what is it part of? Well, you guessed it. It's part of the World Trade Organization, World Health Organization, but more importantly, the big fat header there, United Nations, which means nothing but control, folks. they're not for autonomy. They're not for freedom. They're about control. So we're going to talk to these fine folks about this very issue right after this first break. We'll bring them up right away. And I would see if we can get a second guest on today. I won't say anything until I get there, but it's based on basically the same thing, Dr. Betty Martini, and we'll see if we can get her on the second hour, see how long we're going to run with our guest here today. But this is important, folks, and what these people are doing, that's right, they're organizing. They're organizing, ladies and gentlemen. You know, it's what other groups, political groups in this country have done for years, but somehow the Patriot community, we seem to be a little bit lacking in that organizational skill department. So that's what these people are doing. It's time for solutions, ladies and gentlemen. Enough whining about the problems. You folks out there have heard all of the problems more times you would care to count. Well, it's time to step up and start taking these problems off of our plate. And we will be doing that today with these guests. Also, coming up, and don't forget this as soon as I can get my computer to fire up here. This is going to be next Thursday. All right. Goodness gracious sakes alive. There we are. Computers on the run. I don't care how fast they are, ladies and gentlemen. They still take too much time. The Austin Toll Party. This is going to be next Thursday. And this has to do with the toll roads around here, raising public awareness. There is going to be a concert, Jimmy Vaughn. And it's going to be April 21st. And Jimmy Vaughn and friends will play a benefit, this concert, to help stop the double tax toll roads. The John Emery Band and Bruce Jones and the Monotones. And they're going to do this next Thursday. We'll give you more information on that. You can actually go to our website and click on the icon, and we'll take you right to the site that you can purchase tickets. And you can do it by PayPal. And there's many other different ways to do it, but just go to that site, austintollparty.com, to take a look at the website. We'll be back with my guests right after this short break.
Hi, my name is Don Wiskin. You may have heard me talk about how I got my life back after a heart attack. Since then, I have shared Cartavite, a garlic and cayenne mixture, with many others. Listen to what some people have to say.
Like, I couldn't walk from my yard to go up to the corner. That's not even a half a kilometer. And I get about halfway there and I have to go back because my legs are getting too sore already. Now I walk there and I walk to the other end of the road and I come back and my legs still aren't sore.
I've taken stuff. I got a whole window built here, but I wasn't on that thing a week. And I could just, like, you just know sometimes you sit with your legs crossed and your foot goes to sleep, and then you can feel it coming back. Well, that's just how this thing is operating. I can feel the feeling coming back in my feet.
To join the thousands already benefiting from Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit cartavite.us for more information.
Do you want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now, that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com. Do it today.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Codex Alimentarius, what is it, folks? Well, this commission was established under heavy influence of the pharma cartel, the pharmaceutical industry, in 1963, following resolutions passed at the 11th session of the conference of the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations in 1961. Now, from its very beginning, CAC's clear intention was to protect corporate interest in the global pharmaceutical and food markets. With me today, Dr. Ted Norris and Diana Novak. Dr. Norris, are you there, sir? Dr. Norris, paging Dr. Norris. Do we have him?
Yeah.
Oh, there he is.
Yeah,
hello.
You got me?
Hello, doctor.
Are you hearing me okay?
We can hear you fine.
Thanks for having me, John.
Well, you're welcome, sir. And also have Diana Novak online with us. Diana, are you there, ma'am?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you very much.
Okay, I'm glad we did this on a shoestring and a short notice today, and I'm very glad we were able to do this because, Dr. Norris, according to your statements to me prior to the program today, that they've already got the legislature halfway through the House in Washington, D.C.
Well, that's not totally clear to me. The House thing, they seem to be doing... a multifaceted attack in several different areas. The ones I was talking to you about specifically that were halfway through the House, and and a large way through the Senate too. I was talking about in Texas.
Okay.
There's some talk also about federal ones, and I'm just beginning to hear about some of those as well as other state ones. I think the thing that impresses me is that these are important to organize and help defeat, because they will help a domino effect keep from happening from state to state. The fact is, they need no state law to be passed in order to make this the law of the land. They do not need a national law to be passed for it to be the law of the land. We gave that up. We surrendered that when we joined the World Trade Organization. And 160 other countries in the world did that. And a part of that joining was that it was giving up our sovereignty. In other words, when they set the food standards, that's the law, and we agreed for it to be the law when we joined the World Trade Organization. I see nothing possible that can get us out of this except getting out of the World Trade Organization, even though I heartily promote fighting this on a piecemeal basis, too, because even the piecemeal legislations that they're putting through do have their own impact that thrust us into a monopoly of corporate medicine that most of us don't really believe in.
Well, and just recently there was a judge, and of course we have to go to foreign news services in order to get this story, that a judge overruled in the European Union the ban on vitamins. And that was a group of Alliance for Natural Health organization that called themselves the ANH. It's a Europe-wide association of more than 300 manufacturers, retailers, consumers, and doctors opposed to this control by the EU. And, of course, what are we talking about? We're talking about the very same mechanism that they're trying to plug in here in this country.
Yes, yes, they are. Along with a lot of other, as I said, it's a multifaceted attack, but they're doing the same thing with this corporate monopoly of our health care. Well, you may or may not know, last year we finally, or the last session, I should say, I guess that was 2 years ago, we finally beat the fact that all of the screening, I mean, even without screening, counselors in schools were forcing parents to put their kids on Ritalin or some other psychotropic drug. And we got through the Texas legislature that they could not in any way do that, and they couldn't diagnose, they couldn't suggest, much less do the things that I knew they'd been doing, because I'd have talked to people who had told me that they were saying they were going to take away their kids, and some that did that because they did not have the put them on the psychotropic drugs.
Well, and it's going to be a lot worse. What I've been discovering, and there's been a lot of talk about privatization.
Yes.
Anytime that you see the president out there stumping for the retirement benefits that people have been paying into the Social Security system for all these years, then for him to claim that it's a disaster, well, it may not have been if they hadn't been robbing that trust since the 70s. But the key and buzzword here is privatization. What I'm discovering is there's a lot of governmental agencies here in Texas that they're moving in that very same direction. And it's just not about, and they're talking specifically, the information I read was on Child Protective Services.
Yes.
They're going to be turning this over to a private organization. Now a corporation is going to have the say-so over your children.
Wow.
This is not even governmental, but here is this push.
Uh-huh.
I mean, Doctor, you're right down here in Central Texas, the toll road issue. Where
yes.
They're converting these already paid-for roads over to a private corporation so we get to pay in order to drive on something we've already paid for.
Yes.
I mean, it's ridiculous, but and Louisiana is adopting this model from Texas, and we warned other states that this privatization thing, this is not an errant thing. This is the wave of the future. I think the best term that's aptly put to that is fascism.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
So there's a lot of this going on right now, but this is supranational. This is under the guidelines, and they call it the Codex Guidelines for Vitamin and Mineral Food Supplements. And interestingly enough, this is only designated for countries that these supplements are considered as food. Now, the countries that are exempt from this are the people that are saying, no, vitamins and supplements such as, you know, vitamin A or, you know, children's vitamins or whatever, No, that we don't classify it as a food. This trade pact has no hold or sway over these countries, only if they have organizations like this country does, like the Food and Drug Administration.
Uh-huh.
And we see what an exemplary job that they've done in the past.
Well,
but at any rate, it's many faceted, but I'm not sure, Doctor, that the listeners are aware how deeply rooted this really is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is deeply rooted, and it seems to be, all of them seem to be advancing very, very fast right now. They're really advancing a lot of legislation for this end. But, you know, I don't know how much your listeners are aware of, but just for the record, Codex, this food code, it comes from and the United Nations and their relationship with the World Health Organization. Now, as a part of what their mission was to come up with guidelines. Well, they never dreamed this was going to be any kind of law, as best I can tell. And I know some of the people who helped on some of the herb guidelines. But it was never meant to be a limiting or a defining thing, you know, because good doctors and good therapists of all kinds know that there's a great deal of individual variation in what works for people and what doesn't work for people or what's bad for people. And one of the ways you can really get into trouble is trying to make laws for everybody about the micromanagement of people's health. And, of course, this is what they're trying to take, simple guidelines, and get it accepted by the World Health Organization. Now, that's supposed to occur in Rome from somewhere between July 4th and July 9th, this upcoming summer. But as best I can tell, despite all the people saying, oh, we've got a couple of years before this goes through the system, well, even if we did, nobody seems to doubt that it's going to become law. But I'm not convinced, as best I can tell, there's nothing, despite their assurances, that would keep the World Health Trade Organization from being linked in a conference call to the World Trade Organization. And the minute they accept it, they say, we accept it too. And then it's law.
Well, and they did not have to pass special laws or have special sessions for GATT or NAFTA trade agreements. This is supranational. It doesn't have anything to do with the country's governing body of laws or anything else. This supersedes anything, and they've been doing a lot of this through trade and pact agreements.
Exactly.
And that apparently is how they're doing this. So, yeah, and essentially I think you're correct, Doctor. I don't even think they'll have to create the law. I think it's just the dog and pony show for the public to make them think that, well, our politicians are in on this and they're watching out for our interest.
Well, in some ways, if they want to keep any, and I'm not sure how much longer they'll want to keep up the sham of whether or not we really are having our laws really mean anything other than what they want them to mean, but if they want to keep up the sham that that our laws are really that important other than what how they choose to interpret them, then they sort of have to harmonize our laws as opposed to letting the World Trade Organization just say, hey, you've already given us this authority, and it's law, period, you know, and the gavel's hit down. So you're right. I don't think they need it for the law. I think we surrendered that with the outgrowth of General Agreement on Tariffs and Trade, GATT, which led to the World Trade Organization, which we gave our sovereignty to, you know, in the name of international trade, we gave away our sovereignty to that.
Well, and people, and Diana, I know that you know this, that, you know, the whole scenario with NAFTA and GATT and these various trade agreements, George Bush, he was the man that was given the brass ring for the free trade area of Americas, and this is to link from Canada, United States, Mexico, Central, South America, parts of the Caribbean. This is going to be the mirror to the EU, and it stands to reason, and I don't understand, guys, why nobody sees this. I see this very clearly.
Well, the reason being is I've been a grassroots lobbyist for 30 years, and this world, this country, our country is, you know, I'm Native American Indian. I'm Native American Indian. My uncle was chief of the Creek tribe. And when my children were growing up and they were being bad or they were being ugly, they were punished and they suffered the consequences. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I don't love this country. I do not love what it's doing. I don't love what's happening to it. But I'm saying that I know after being an activist for 30 years that this country and
hold,
this
hold
nation
that thought. Hold
is,
that thought. We've got to go to break. We'll pick that up right after this.
With all the junk food, fast food, and pre-cooked meals out there, do people actually consume the nutrients that will improve their health? Everyone starts with good intentions. A few pills here, a glass of juice there, but what about an entirely new approach to wellness? What about a brand new market of nutrient delivery? Triathletes and marathon runners often down small packets of gel, providing a timely blast of energy. And why couldn't this exact system work for daily consumption of vitamins and minerals? It can. Through suspension gel technology, our daily nutrients can be taken anywhere, quickly and easily. Think about it. No glasses, no supersized pills, no waterlogged juices, no ineffective sprays and creams, just pure, concentrated nutrients in an easy-to-take, rapidly absorbed, taste-bud-busting gel. You squeeze in your mouth. A great way to get your daily nutrients. For more information to improve your health, call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055. Or go on the web at together.ws.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
We're back. You were saying before the break, I'm sorry, we got cut off there by that crude break. you were saying you were an activist for some 30 years.
Yes, I've been an activist for 30 years, and this country is, in my opinion, is based on sex, fear, and greed. That's exactly what it's based on. And I've been up there, and I've watched all this happen. I've never given a campaign contribution the whole time that I've lobbied. I've always worked grassroots. And you cannot outgive people like the pharmaceutical companies and the shock doctors. You cannot outgive them. They've got the money. They've got the bucks. But one thing I can tell to the people listening to this radio station today is people that vote can make a difference. I know that sounds strange, but it doesn't make any difference how much money they are given. If they cannot be reelected, and power is what it's all about, their greed, their power, everything they have, the control issues that they have, they cannot control us if they're not in office. And they cannot get into office unless we put them there. So I don't care if they've given millions of dollars by these these big corporations. As voters, we need to get registered. We need to get organized. We need to do civil disobediences. We need to march on the capitals. We need to stand up and take our country back, and we can, but we can't do it by just sitting around and saying, let someone else do it, the government.
Right. Part of the problem with this is that when you do organize for, say, events such as this, that the rest of the country is absolutely, forgive the term, brain-locked and stupid because the major medias are not covering these stories. So when the public at large sees an activity or a group of people doing something, they have absolutely no idea what it's all about, which allows the mainstream media then to pick up the story and then spin it to their ends.
Well, but that's the reason we need, like right now, there's a Senate Bill 989 that's out there as we speak. It's in our Texas legislature on clinical nutrition. It's dead. The bill is dead. It's sitting in our committees. Do people know about it? No. But Ted and I have worked in this, or I've worked in this process for 30 years. Ted, we banned shock treatment for children in 16 and under with Dr. Breeding. We've done a lot of things, but the media, the overall media, like you said, they aren't any different than anyone else, in my opinion. The legislature or anyone else, they slant it the way they want to slant it. And believe me, I've been slanted some different directions, and that's okay with me.
So are we all.
You know, but I'm here to tell you that because of stations like this one, because of people like Dr. Norris, we can make a difference. But you've got to be able to take the chance. You've got to get out there and march. You've got to not care what people think, what people say, if you lose your jobs, if you don't have any money, whatever, you've got to take a stand for this country or you're going to end up just like my people ended up. You're going to be off somewhere living on a reservation and they're going to have total control of you. And as we speak, that's what they're doing to us.
Well, it's often been said, and I can't tell you how many times, Diana, that I've heard this, that I use this example with the blacks in this country. And the control, the 14th Amendment. I don't know if you folks are aware of this one, but the 14th Amendment basically took the black population, supposedly it was a freedom movement, civil rights, it locked them right into the government under the 14th Amendment. And to drive that point home, I would tell them, say, look, you think you people were dealt a bad blow. Look at the American Indians.
You betcha.
And I said, these guys are getting ready to get double tapped. You people are in the process now, and you're being led astray. So, all things being equal, sit down because you have somebody that has suffered greater injury than you ever have.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I mean, you guys were here. You know, this was at one time an Indian nation made up of different tribes, and by and large, coexisted with each other. Now, there were certainly problems, but well, what did the white man do? The Europeans showed up and said, hey, it's now ours. So,
yeah, and here we are.
Yeah.
And it's about control. It's about power. It's about greed. It's about wealth. Everything up there, everything there right now in our country sickens me. It makes me want to get out and do what I know is right and what you know is right. But we need help. We cannot do this by ourselves. We need people to take a stand and say, let's just do it and get it done. And I'm willing to take that stand.
Right. And it has to be done. See, part of the problem, Dr. Novak, Diana Novak, and Dr. Norris, part of the problem is people don't perceive their own strengths or their own abilities.
They're so powerful.
We really are. I mean, that's the way this government was designed. It's we the people. We are the government in this country. But what we have done is we have acquiesced. We have not been involved in that process. There are many, and this program deals specifically with those issues. We have some of the best qualified, knowledgeable listeners, I think, of any radio audience out there. They're up to speed as to what's going on and why in this country.
Mm-hmm.
When we get back from break, I want to talk a little bit more about Codex and what they're going to try to control or prohibit and what that might do to the, folks, we had the finest medical system on the face of the planet ever. And now people are actually listening to Hillary Clinton's The Village Idiot and saying, you know, maybe we do need national health care since they've trashed it so bad. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sangian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the AMT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
You bathe, right? And those dishes and laundry, you wash them, right? If you don't worry. Otherwise, you might want to listen. Your family is exposed to harsh chemicals daily. Chlorides, ethanol, sulfates. They're used in paint thinner, solvents, fuel additives. You'll find those chemical cocktails and more in everyday detergents and shampoo. Does that bother you? It bothers the folks at Calbin Pure Soaps. For 58 years, they've produced all-natural, earth-friendly soaps and household cleaners. No animal testing, no chemicals, no dye, no antibacterials. Just safe, natural plant extracts like extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. I don't use anything but triple concentrated Calbin Pure Soaps. What are you waiting for? Call them 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Nothing to lose but the chemicals. 1-800-340-7091 or visit CalbinPureSoap.com.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Well, we just have groups of people that want to control certain things. So, well, access to the drugs or to medications, whether they be alternative or holistic, however you would want to term them, they just need to be more tightly regulated, and it's for everybody's good. Now, the story coming out of Europe, in case you missed yesterday's program, I'll just give you a recap of this. This came out of the Independent UK, a judge on the controversial EU directive that could ban thousands of popular vitamin and mineral supplements has been declared illegal by a European judge. Now, the judgment is a victory for the health food manufacturers and retailers who appealed to the European Court of Justice to overturn the proposed law. Still makes me nervous they're using the exact same mechanism that was set up to go in there and try to do something. That's pretty tenuous, but apparently so far it's working. The new rules governing vitamins and minerals are due to come into effect on 1st of August of this year and are designed to improve the safety and efficacy of the products sold by the industry. And this is worth millions of pounds in Europe, ladies and gentlemen. Only named ingredients with proven scientific benefits have been included in the EU positive list. Now, here's the catch. Unless you have your product on that positive list of approved substances that would be allowed in health supplements, you don't get to sell your product. More than 300 different vitamins and minerals are not on the positive list, meaning that 5,000 supplements will be banned if the proposals become law, according to the campaigners and organizers over in Europe, who have been led by Carol Kaplan, Sherry Blair's former lifestyle advisor, whoever that is. Now, the popular supplements will be outlawed, including certain vitamin C brands and calcium capsules and copper tablets. And to say nothing, once they put these controls in, what the price of available product on the market is going to be. I mean, last week you might have been able to buy your monthly supply of vitamin C for only a few dollars at your local health food store. What are the prices going to look like after they get done with their controls? And that's if you're on the positive list. Well, you may not be able to afford to take it anymore. Now, doctor, you jumped on board on this thing. You're a medical doctor. I take it you're a practicing physician.
No, I stopped practicing. I sunsetted the State Board of Medical Examiners back in 1981.
So you walked out on the industry.
And realized that I was going to stay in trouble all the time if I kept my license, so I didn't want it. I went in and said, you keep this. For 4 months, this was unregulated. They couldn't harass the good doctors and protect the bad doctors and make us pay their malpractice insurance, even though we couldn't find out who they were. They stayed anonymous. But for 4 months, until Clemens called a special session, it was sunsetted. I was the first doctor to use the term holistic medicine when I was president of the American Medical Student Association back in 1984. There's two things I want to emphasize. Your point about it has to be on a list of proven effectiveness. Well, now, clearly, the things that are going to get that very expensive process of double-blind scientific study are going to be the things that can be patentable by your pharmaceutical industries and like that. And the people who, by and large, own our medical universities and even our general state universities these days. So the things that are cheap and effective for the average person that were passed down traditionally by our parents and grandparents and people in areas, those things aren't on the list. I know when I start to get sick, whether it's gastrointestinal, whether it's a upper respiratory sinus thing, I will take me some cloves of garlic and some grape seed extract. What do you think they're going to be on that list?
Yeah.
No, they're not going to be. And the things that our grandparents knew, we have to ignore, and we will be barred from giving those to our kids. You know. Now, boy, that's just the ultimate of. That's the ultimate of something, boldness, arrogance that they can act like for a greedy profit, that they know more about what our kids should do when it's been shown over and over by the history that we have effective means that have been passed down, even though if we don't have people who will test those in the same scientific venues, that we will a Prozac or an antihypertensive from a pharmaceutical company.
Well, and to hear, I mean, you've just opened up another can of worms here. We have seen a partnership between government, the pharmaceuticals, and even our school systems.
That
if Johnny is a little antsy, and chances are Johnny is just bored out of his mind in the curriculum that they have in the public school system nowadays, but if Johnny is a little antsy and you don't think he's paying attention, well, we need to get him on that Prozac drug or some other psychoactive drug. And doctor, even their own tests show, and I'm talking about the pharmaceutical companies that are manufacturing these drugs, these are psychoactive drugs, and their own studies show that 6% of people that are taking this, and more often than not children, but it does affect adults the same way, they go psychotic. They actually lose their minds and go crazy. All of these school shootings that you see going on, just recently the one in Minnesota, what was the kid on? The kid was on Prozac. The Columbine incident, Klebold and Dylan. What were they on? They were on the psychoactive drugs. Yeah. If you take a look at the history of these newsmakers today, these societal troublemakers and just wingnuts that just for no reason at all just go over the deep end and start killing people, if you take a look at it, they're on these psychoactive drugs.
Yes.
And this is a scary prospect because there are built-in incentives for these school systems to get from these from the governments themselves. You get these kids on these preferred drugs to, I guess, calm and nurture your school children. There's kickback money in there for them.
Yes.
So we're dealing with a situation, and Diana, you put it well. You said they're greedy. And this has a lot to do with making money, but also the control.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what's bothersome. Because once you have the control, you ain't got to worry about the money. You're going to have more money than you know what to do with.
Yeah,
exactly. Well, and of course, President Bush has a new freedom program. I was talking with Diana with just before we went on the air. And it's about mental health screening. That the mandatory massive numbers of a lot of citizens, but especially school children. Well, we had just beat that last year in Texas. They got to where they had to stay away from that sort of permission to put kids on psychoactive drugs, which is what they wind up doing even without permission, you know. But now they come back with this law, this massive mental health screening, and those bills are wending their way through Congress, the state legislatures, and I'm not sure if that one specifically is being introduced at the national level. I don't think so. I think that's a
That was House Bill 470, which there's a committee substitute that took out the language.
Hopefully that one will stay out. They have a way of getting that back on.
No, that's out.
At any rate, there is this link that you're talking about, mm-hmm. John, that more and more is pervading our culture and specifically our mandatory government schools, you know, that are demanding that you get on the program. And of course, one is always suspicious that it's not just to make a lot of money for the pharmaceutical companies that are funding these politicians, but it's also to keep them in order, keep them in line, you know, so that they don't make the kind of dissent, that they don't point out the holes in the logic that we're being asked to believe and buy as a homogenous value of our culture. So yeah, I totally get that. I did want to emphasize one other point, though, and that's what Diana was saying about the grassroots. Now, I know there's a lot of reasons we have right now to doubt the validity of our voting process, and there's a lot of things that are eroding it that we need to try to do something about. But I can tell you this. As we work with state legislatures or national legislators, we're finding that, you know, you can have 1,000 people call them or write them or email them saying they want or don't want something, and they'll say, yeah. You tell them that they're registered to vote and they're in their district, and it takes about 4 or 5 before they're real nervous, and they start doing what you want them to do.
The problem is with that, and I'm not rejecting that out of hand, but I'll go back to trade agreements, NAFTA.
Yeah.
When they were trying to pass NAFTA, the phone calls, the emails, the faxes that went into our politicians' offices in Washington, D.C., was overwhelmingly in favor of rejecting this. I mean, flat-out rejection of the NAFTA agreement, even though that the American public was not made aware of many of the finer details and the minutiae of it. But intrinsically, they knew it was wrong. They voted, they told their politicians 9-1 that they did not want it. The politicians ignored it and passed it anyhow because there was a lot of big business money interest involved in this, as well as with this. I never make the mistake, Diana, of saying that they'll never do something again because
You never take them for granted.
Yeah, never. And if you do, you've made your first mistake and then you've got to redo it. But there has got to be a way. Because it's a matter of, you know, whether we vote for somebody or don't vote for them, mm-hmm. or they make a mistake and we say we're not going to vote for you again, that doesn't seem to make that much of a difference anymore. Because if there's enough of money and decision and agenda driving these issues, they will get passed. There's got to be some mechanism that shuts this down before it's even talked about legitimately or trying to be foisted on the people of any respective state through its own legislatures. There's got to be a way to stop this, because you're still going to have stuff slip through the cracks.
Yeah, you're going to you will have it slip through the cracks, but it's the first time that I've ever seen in my 30, like I said, in my 30 years of activism, is I have to you really have to make people aware of what's going on, and you have to like we're doing today, and it's something that stays constantly on my mind. It has for 30 years. It can never go away, because you can never take them for granted, and we need a third party. We need a third party. We need someone in there that can stand up for the rights of the people, for the people, and by the people. And the people that are in our government now are not doing it. They are not doing what they're supposed to be doing. If we do not get in as a country and form another party, a libertarian, strong libertarian liberal party that will come in and make a difference, these things are going to continue to happen.
Well,
will not sell out.
Diana, it is my opinion that the Libertarian Party has already been compromised at the highest levels as it
That's
is.
That's what I mean. We've just got to not.
Yeah.
We've got to find someone, somewhere, somehow.
All right. Let's go to the phones, 800-313-9443. And I want to get into some more aspects of how dangerous this codex issue is. Fred in Pennsylvania. Go ahead, Fred.
Hi, John.
Hi.
I'm a person who's up to speed, don't you think?
I would imagine, if you've been listening to this broadcast for any length of time.
Yeah. I want to talk about that EU court decision. I don't think that it would depend on the on what the issue is and who the parties are on a suit, but I don't think that a UN treaty can be brought down by an EU court decision if it comes to that. And also, I think that the tactic of fighting the issue or fighting the Codex Treaty on a like a basis of it goes too far, sort of like fighting over the details, is the wrong way to go. I think that people have to educate themselves as to the fact that it's an illegal procedure that was used to pass this treaty, just like this so-called global anti-terror treaty that will go into effect if only 22 tiny little countries agree to it. This whole thing is a bunch of bull as far as the UN pushing treaties or conventions on the countries of the world by having only a very few number of countries agree to them.
Well, and I think what is at the core issue of all of this, and a lot of this, whether we're talking about Codex, whether we're talking about Agenda 21, whether there's a lot of issues that this, again, is not being pointed out to the American public of once this all came, and it's straight out of the United Nations. And I think people have to realize that this is the control mechanism, whether we're talking about drugs one day or they have another wonderful treaty. They're trying to control 75% of the Earth's surface. Oh, I'm sorry, water through the Loss Treaty. And that is taxation and control and prohibiting. And here's the dangerous thing about this, whether we're talking about Codex, if they adopt these guidelines, well, we have now some foreign body that can place sanctions on our country because we're not playing according to the rules, or there may be something wrong that we're not agreeing with. Well, as long as you have, I guess, the thought of a world democracy body where you have nine people that want to eat you for lunch, well, guess what? Your only option is what kind of condiments are going to be served with you. You know, so I mean that's the issue. I mean, it's funny when you think about it, but that is the true issue. Whether we're talking about control of prescription drugs or alternative means or medicines or whatever the case may be, it is about the control.
And I'm the kind of person who would definitely agree to run for office. I mean, it would be kind of tough in Philadelphia to get on city council, but I would agree if someone would step forward with additional money. I would agree to run for office anywhere where I could be of most use.
Well, I think that's the problem now. We keep hearing from our politicians, we're here in service of you. Well, Doctor, you know this down in Texas here. You know what servicing means in the cattle industry, right?
Yeah.
So, and that's what keeps happening. But, you know, we're on the right track. It's number one, identifying the problem. Number two, identifying who is causing that problem. And then three, to shut that problem down. But it's first and foremost through education. Fred, thanks for your call. I appreciate it. Any comments?
Well, I liked your answer. The idea about the United Nations certainly is one where it had a lot of its birth. With this free trade stuff, I think specifically and only, like if we were to get out of the, if for some miracle happened tomorrow, we voted to take ourselves out of the UN, I think Codex could still be forced upon us.
Sure.
The World Trade Organization is different, however. If we backed out, if we could get out of the World Trade Organization, that's where we gave our sovereignty up.
Right.
And I think that one is much more relevant and the only relevant vehicle to get us out of a forced allopathic corporate medical monopoly.
And that you hit it right on the head. That's exactly what we're dealing with here. And my gosh, I don't know. I mean, it gets to the point, folks. And nobody really had their finger. Like, say, the amount of children or the amount of adults that were on Prozac. Well, right here, I think it was up in, near Mesquite, Texas, in a lake up there, they were finding Prozac within the fish in that pond.
Yes. Mm.
So what does that tell you, the amount of Prozac? This is just the stuff that's being flushed down ye old toilet, folks. How many people up around Mesquite, Texas, are Prozac'd out of their minds right now? This is a bigger problem than what people realize. And, of course, we get the favorable spin continually on the media's 800-313-9443. We'll return with your calls right after this.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Republic Trading, a division of Republic Broadcasting Network, has a simple mission. Take the guesswork out of buying gold. With 20 years of experience in the gold business, I can tell you the best-kept secret is European gold. Republic Trading has a limited amount of pre-1900 French Angel 20-franc gold coins on offer at only a fraction over its gold content value. These almost 1/5 ounce gold coins are available for immediate delivery, $95 each. Call today, 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
For over a year and a half, I have lived with a foot disorder called tarsal tunnel syndrome. My feet became numb with severe aching in my ankles. Additionally, my calves ache. I would have severe shooting pains in my feet, especially at night. While trying to sleep, I would literally cry from the pain that my feet were going through. My podiatrist suggested several different treatments, but could not assure me of any relief. My son told me about Cocoon GH. He assured me that the Cocoon products did what they claimed they would do, and after just 2 weeks, using Cocoon GH Extra Strength, my calves and the shooting pains in my feet started to go away. But best of all, I have the feeling back in the heel half of my feet. This GH has literally saved my life. I now get up each morning and hit the floor running. Additionally, my blood pressure is now 120 over 80, the lowest it's been in 30 years.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325.
Bye.
must be some kind of way out of here. Say the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief. Businessman there, drink my wine. Come and take my earth. None will level on the mind. Nobody of it is worth.
Folks, we're back. Stuart in Texas. Stuart, you're up next.
Great. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate all that y'all are doing to help offer people a red pill. I just wanted to offer something that, not to be disrespectful or anything, but we don't need a third party. We need a second party because these Republicans and Democrats vote the same. They talk bad about each other, but then they have martinis and smoke cigars and pass around their prostitutes or whatever else it is that they're involved in.
You know what it reminds me of? These lawyers. I mean, they could be in a pitch battle in a courtroom setting and be at each other's throat, and when lunchtime comes around, they're having martinis across the street with each other.
It's World Wrestling Federation.
There you go.
And, you know, it's staged, and, you know, we need to, I guess I'm just trying to offer that the possibility of us changing our language a little bit and realizing that these guys are doing the same thing, you know. I mean, there's a change in president, and the Democrats take the majority in the House. The Republicans take the majority in the House. Nothing changes.
Well, and my solution to that problem was you can create all the parties that you want to. But what I see the real key to this, I mean, we are a one-party system. I mean, it's just for the masses out there that haven't caught on to the game yet. But if we hold these people's feet to the constitutional fire, they're so far out of the box right now that they couldn't climb back in it if they had a gun to their head. They literally could not do it. And a lot of people are missing this, that we are the government in this country. Mm-hmm. And if you read the founding fathers, their documents, their personal writings, their correspondence, I mean, it spells absolutely perfectly clear that if the government, and this is what they feared, that the government would eventually try to turn on its people, wise men that they were. But more importantly, they gave you a solution for that problem. Well, if the government turns against its own people, well, you have the right to ignore that, dismantle it, and move it a little further west. Well, unfortunately, we're fresh out of real estate. There is no place to go, and we've got this behemoth that's sitting in Washington, grabbing and assuming all kinds of power. It's like a Force 5 tornado sucking up everything in its path. And there doesn't seem to be a way to stop it, but yes, there is. It's called the Constitution, but we don't have enough people that are familiar with our own form of government in this country to look at an issue and go, well, wait a minute, that's not even constitutional. Why are we even discussing the issue?
And they're masters of throwing a whole bunch of different garbage at us in rapid fire like an automatic weapon or something, all these different bills, all these different things, all this corruption and stealing and looting and everything. And then, but you know what? It doesn't matter if we don't change the electronic voting.
Mm-hmm.
If we don't flush that down where it needs to go, then, it doesn't matter. We can run, everybody speaking on the radio right now could try and run for election and have 95% of the support, and we're not going to win. So,
well,
anyway.
It is a closed shop, is it not? It is their game.
Well, let's change it.
That's
what we're here to do. I mean, we can talk about this. We can talk about this. But we have to get out and not be afraid. Like I said, I've lost, when I lobbied, I don't give campaign contributions. I've lost lots and lots and lots of stuff that goes on. That if you don't take a chance and sit, first thing you've got to do is get these people out of there. Get them out of office.
Well,
get organizing. Get them out of there.
When we come back from the break, I want to discuss what one congressman here in Texas has been trying to do to alleviate the problems that we're experiencing now. A second hour coming up, my guests, Dr. Ted Norris and Diana Novak, been in the mix for 30 years. You shortwave listeners, 7465, we'll be right back.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.